makers of Rawley Cigarettes and Cool Cigarettes present their new show starring Jack Pearl as the famous Baron Munchausen, with his company including Charlie Cliff Hall and the music of Tommy Dorsey and his famous orchestra. Two things we hope you will remember.
There is a touch of mild menthol in Cool Cigarettes, spelled K-O-O-L. Each puff is cooling to the throat, refreshing as an open window in a stuffy room. But the menthol in Cools is so mild that you enjoy the full flavor of the fine tobaccos.
But if you prefer a cigarette without menthol,
then Rawley Cigarettes have got what you want. These distinctive, superior cigarettes have been reduced in price. Rawleys now cost no more than ordinary brands, and you've a choice of plain ends or cork tips.
Both Rawleys and Cools give you a dividend that no other cigarette can offer. A valuable coupon with each pack of these fine union-made cigarettes. A coupon good for handsome premiums.
Try a pack of Rawleys.
Or try a pack of Cools.
And save those coupons. Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. A salute to two top-notch football teams which will play in the Rose Bowl in Pasadena New Year's Day. University of Pittsburgh and University of Washington. Topped off with a song of the Navy, Anchors Away. In the air tonight, the spirit of Christmas and the fragrance of Rawleys and Cools. And on the air are Charlie Cliff Hall, Mae Questel, Robert Bernard, Frank Reddick, Junior O'Day, and the man who personifies laughter and good cheer throughout the world, the Baron Munchausen, Jack Pearl.
What are you arguing with me?
What do you mean? Oh, you're all
wait a minute. Don't get it. Let me get this straight, man.
Yeah, you go ahead.
You say Santa Claus is like President Roosevelt?
Absolutely.
Santa Claus is like the president?
Wait, I prove it to
go
you.
Go ahead, prove it.
I prove it
yeah.
to you. To start with, about everyone in this country loves him, right?
That's right.
All right. And yet half of them aren't absolutely certain they believe in him.
Well, go on, go on.
Yeah, and 50 million who do believe in him all expect him to give them everything they want within 24 hours.
Bravo, Baron.
Is that true?
But that reminds me, whatever happened to that little Republican kitten you won on the election?
Oh, didn't you know?
No.
He's for Roosevelt now, too.
Oh, but he was a Republican kitten.
Yeah.
How come he's for Roosevelt?
He finally got his eyes open.
Got his eyes open.
Yes, yes. Oh, there they are. Tilly. I see you.
For heaven's sake, Baron, do you have to recognize your sister every show?
No. I want you to recognize her.
Oh, you do?
See?
What?
She's sitting right there with the fella she's married to.
Where?
Right here.
Now I remember her.
Yeah.
I saw her last 4th of July with a lot of firecrackers and a little punk.
Yeah, she's been a... You... with a little what?
With a little punk.
Oh, please.
Sure.
After all, he's her husband.
Yeah, sure. Accidents will happen, you know.
Yeah. Oh, accidents?
Yeah.
Oh, did I see one yesterday in the subway?
An accident?
A man gave a lady his meat.
And what happened?
She was so surprised she fainted.
Oh. Now, Baron, aren't you a little hard on the New York men?
No, but wait till you hear the rest of it.
What's the rest?
When she came to, she thanked him.
She thanked him?
Yes.
And then what happened?
He fainted.
He fainted.
Yeah.
For the thanks. I see.
Those other kids, they don't know what they're talking about, Junior. Of course there's a Santa Claus.
Well, I've never seen him.
I never saw my liver, but I know I got one.
Daddy, do you believe there's a Santa Claus?
Well, of course I do, son.
Why, sure. We all believe in Santa Claus.
Well, I'll have to think this thing over.
That's a fine thing. A kid his age not believing in Santa Claus?
Yes, and I'm going to do something about it, too.
I bet I could make him believe in Santa Claus.
Me, too. I got an idea. Come on, Susie. Come on.
Well, it's the season of the year, Baron.
Yeah.
The Yuletide season.
Yeah.
Christmas draws on.
Yeah. Last Christmas... Did I ask you something?
No, Baron. I merely said Christmas draws on.
Yeah. I got new ones for Christmas, too. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I see Morton Bull went home for the holidays.
Yeah.
Is he still going with that girl from Atlantic City? You know the one. She had a blasé walk like all those Atlantic City girls.
No. He saw a San Francisco girl walk. And it was all off.
You mean the Atlantic City people don't walk as well as the San Francisco folks?
No comparison.
Huh?
You know, Charlie, in Atlantic City, they have a boardwalk.
A boardwalk?
Yeah, in Atlantic City.
I see, boardwalk. And in San Francisco?
In San Francisco? They have a Golden Gate.
A Golden Gate?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a grand New Year anyway.
Yeah, well, not for me.
Not for you?
It looks like I'll have to spend New Year's in bed.
In bed? Why?
Well, you see, my tailor's zooing me for my only suit of clothes.
I see.
And I've got to take it off before the first of the year.
Now, wait a minute. You've got to take off your only suit of clothes before the first of the year?
Yeah.
Did your lawyer say so?
Yes. Well, here's his letter.
Let's see it.
It says, Dear Baron, you see?
Yeah, sure.
Your suit comes off December 31st.
Oh, God. But
you see, there it is.
You've got to dress up like Santa Claus, then.
Me like Santa Claus? Never again, Charlie.
No?
No, last year I tried that and got stuck in a chimney. In a chimney I got stuck.
In a chimney?
Yeah, and they had to send for a doctor to get me out.
Now, Baron, look, when you tell a story, be a little more exact in your choice of words and appellations.
Oh, sure.
They didn't send for a doctor to extricate you from that chimney flu.
No?
No, they sent for a chimney sweep.
Was you there, Charlie?
No,
No.
I must admit I was not in the vicinity.
Oh, you was not?
Yes.
So they sent for a doctor.
Why do you persist in that, Baron? If you got stuck in a chimney flu, why should they send for a doctor?
Because that's a doctor's business.
What's a doctor's business? Well, come on, what is it?
To pull you through the flu.
I never thought I'd pull you through the flu, yeah.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with Frost on the Moon. Edith Wright will sing. Thank you. we go to the Baron's Information Bureau, where, unbeknown to each other, three gentlemen have hired Santa Claus suits to convince Charlie's son, Junior, that there really is a Santa Claus.
And Junior, as the prince went out to fight the dragon, he didn't know the meaning of the word fear. Why didn't he look it up in the dictionary? Oh, Junior. Now, wait till I answer this call. Hello? Yes, this is the Worldwide Information Bureau. You'd like to know what movie actor had the most hair on his chest? Rin Tin Tin. Goodbye. Oh, I wonder who that is. Come in.
Oh, Junior. Oh, Blitzen. This is Santa Claus speaking. Is there a good little boy here named Charlie Jr.? I... My biscuit fell off, you know.
Too bad, Baron, you lost your whiskers. They were so becoming, it sort of covered up your face, if you know what I mean. If you don't look silly, Baron. Santa Claus without whiskers.
Possible, yes.
Come in.
Aha! I need a hole. I am Santa Clausy.
We'll say you are.
Take them off, Fetchy. They know you.
Say, what happened? Don't I look like a Santa Claus?
You always stick to me.
Oh, oh, my sturdy weeds, my worthy steed. This is Santa's porch clicking. I mean Santa Claus speaking. And who is this bright little fellow? Haven't you something to say to old Santa Claus? I mean Santa Claus?
Drunk again, eh, Pop?
You are nuts.
Charlie, you're some Santa door. You're some Santa Claus. He's got me doing it.
Sorry, but I've got some studying to do. See you later. Now, that's a fine thing. Now, he'll never believe there's a Santa Claus.
Excuse me, folks.
Just a second, old-timer. Why don't you rap on the door before you come busting in on people?
Oh, didn't you know?
Know what?
I don't give a rap for anybody.
Oh!
You see, I'm Santa Claus.
Santa Claus?
And who are those three cow imitators, huh? Well, I couldn't find my reindeers, so these boys are the next thing to it.
Yes, they're the next thing to reindeers?
Yes, yes, they're elks in good standing.
Elks.
Show them your cards, boys. You know, when I get back, I'm going to enter him in the 6-day icicle race. If you're Santa Claus, you must have mixed it up a lot with King Winter. No, but I went 6 rounds with King Levinsky. Oh, and if you're imitating me, Baron, that collar on your coat is wrong. Did you ever wear a muskrat collar? No. Well, you otter. Catch on? Otter? I'm starting to dislike this fella, you know.
Hey, Santa, what'll you do for the rest of the year?
Nothing. I'll just take life easy and live on my income.
What did he say?
He's going on relief.
Oh, yeah. Relief, huh?
This, Baron?
Fair lady, I am Kris Kringle.
Oh, yes! Halfback on the Army football team.
Kris Kringle, not Kris Kegel.
Oh. Now we'll see what's in the bag for you. A waffle iron.
Oh, go on, you nutsy-dopsy. I never iron my waffles.
And 3 cakes of oatmeal soap.
She don't wash her oatmeal either.
This is getting nuttier and nuttier, you know.
Oh, wait till Junior sees them. Oh, Junior.
Say, while we're waiting, Santa, my hair has been falling out terribly. Could you suggest anything to keep it in?
Certainly, my boy. Here, keep it in this filing cabinet.
Oh, thanks.
And not at all. And a hairy Christmas to you.
A hairy Christmas?
I hate them, my dear. Did you hang up your stocking this year, Petchy?
No, a rubber boot.
Rubber boot? What do you expect for Christmas?
Pickled herring.
Oh, here's Junior.
Oh, son, listen. The thrill of your life. Here is Santa Claus.
Santa? You don't mean... Not honest to goodness?
Yes.
Then there really is a Santa Claus? Oh, I've got so much to ask him. Could you leave us alone for a minute?
Sure. We know how you feel. Come on, everybody.
Call us when you're through, Junior. Come on, Charlie.
Okay.
Well, Pete, looks like you put it over big.
Sure, kid. It was like taking candy from a baby. They really think I'm old Santa himself.
Great. Well, here's the 10th spot I promised you. But mum's the word or there'll be a new janitor out at the school.
I won't rap to a soul, kid. But why is it so important, huh?
Because, Pete, we must never shatter the faith of those 4 simple souls. That's why I did this.
so they always believe in Santa Claus. I haven't the heart to disillusion them.
Okay, kid. Well, I gotta get back to the school. Come on, reindeers. Oh, it certainly stays cool. Spelled K-O-O-L.
Rolly?
We sure appreciate that, boys. We sure do.
Who's that?
From that Louisville accent, it's one of the sponsors.
Well, good night, kid.
Dad, Betsy, Barry.
Yes, son.
Yes,
what happened to you?
Was wonderful. I'll remember it to my dying day.
Oh, yes, and you won't forget this either.
Huh?
Right over the knee, you deceitful little wretch. Four simple souls, are we?
Out! Out! Out!
Hey, wait, but why?
What is it, Charlie?
Well, the only detail my smart little son here forgot is that in that door that separated us, there's a nice big keyhole.
A keyhole?
A keyhole.
Oh, crap. What's your dinner, Charlie?
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope the real Santa Claus is listening. And I want to thank him for being so good-natured on letting us make jokes with him. And for our younger friends who are listening in, he is hoping that dear old Santa Claus will bring you and your folks the merriest Christmas you ever had. Tommy, it's yours.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with Edith Wright and the Three Esquires. It's the Lovely from Red Hot and Blue.
Night is young, skies are clear, and if you want to go walking, dear,
it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely.
I understand the reason why you're sentimental, cause so am I.
It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely.
You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance.
You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low.
Let your tough go.
So pretty, sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me.
It's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious.
It's dilemma.
It's the limit.
It's the loop.
It's the lovely.
The Barron's Information Bureau, where the spirit of Christmas is so thick you can cut it with a knife.
Oh, please, Barron, you've got influence.
Susie, for the last time, you cannot have Robert Taylor for Christmas.
Oh.
Now, come on, what do you want in your stocking?
Well, what's the matter with what's in there now?
She cut me again. And what are you doing, Junior?
Well, I'm drawing a picture to give Dad for Christmas. See, that's an angel.
Oh, that's silly, Junior. Did you ever see an angel with high heel shoes and silk stockings?
Did you ever see one without them?
He's older than he looks. You got so many mistakes there. You got automobiles and flying machines. Well, heaven is nothing like that.
No?
No.
What's you there, Baron?
Let me see now, Manhattan, Martini, Dubonnet, Sidecar. Oh, Baron, how do you make a peach cordial?
How do you make a peach cordial?
Yeah.
give her a bottle of gin.
Yes, sure.
Will that work, you think?
Yes, sure.
Come on, look.
And
I cut it down myself.
You cut down that tree?
Yeah, from the $2 they were asking to the 50 cents I paid.
Susie, don't mind. Can you trim a Christmas tree?
Oh, can I trim a Christmas tree? Just give me the shears.
Oh, she's crazy. Wait, first I got a few presents to give. A box of candy for Edith Wright.
Edith Wright?
Yeah.
Here, Edith, and get your present.
Edith, sweet to sweet.
Oh, Baron, you tickle me.
You see, and then I... Hello?
I say, you tickle me.
Later. Now, look at that. And for Susie, roller skates.
Roller skates? Why, I might break my neck.
You're telling me, hmm? And for Charlie, I give you this traveling bag.
Well, I appreciate the thought, Baron, but this is imitation leather.
Yeah?
When I have a bag, I like to see some cowhide in it.
Yeah, so you'd like to see what?
Some cowhide in it.
You want a present or tricks? What do you want, huh? And Junior, you got a dime bank?
No, but I have a bill fold.
Now, Junior, don't be a pig. You know what a pig is.
Oh, sure. A hot little boy.
Uh-huh. All right, over the knee again. Oh, ouch. What have you got in the seat of your pants?
Among other things, Anthony Adverse.
Look, some kid.
Yes, some kid, right.
And for Petri, last but not least, bring it in.
Just what I needed, a watchdog. Say, will he chase tramps?
You see, Petri, for that question, I forgive the best. Could you ask me that once over?
I say, will he chase tramps?
Will he? Start running in Z.
And now we've just time for three or four questions. Now, look here. A man writes, if I let my daughter marry a college boy, will I lose her?
No, because you'll have a son-in-law to boot.
And here's a holiday question. Would mistletoe grow in California?
This is going to be terrible, Charlie.
Well, come on, let's have it just the same. Would mistletoe grow in California?
No. But Hollywood.
Hollywood. You were right about that terrible part of it. Yes. Well, I see. Look, Baron. I see they've just made a new picture in Hollywood called The Last Three Women in the World.
Yeah?
Oh, Baron, if there were only three women left in the world, what do you think they'd be doing?
Oh, well. Two of them would be over in the corner talking to the third one.
Yeah, talking to the third one?
I mean about the third one.
That's what it was about then.
Yes. They would be talking about...
But suppose there were only three men left in the world. What would they be doing?
Well...
Well, come on. What would they be doing?
Breaking their necks trying to find the three women.
Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra playing That's a Plenty. Thank you.
Worldwide Information Bureau. What's that? You're tired of your regular brand of cigarettes? You want something different and better? Try a pack of Rolly cigarettes or a pack of Cool cigarettes. What's that about coupons? Oh, just a minute, please. Oh, Paul, would you take the call?
Oh, yes, indeed, Susie.
Hello? Yes, a valuable coupon comes with each pack of Rollies and Cools. That's right. These coupons are good for the best-looking premiums you ever saw. For instance, a cocktail set of Chase Chromium with shaker, cups, and tray. A suede cover for your bridge table. A silk umbrella for your wife. Or an Oneida Community Parplate Teapot, bread tray, cream and sugar set. And many other beautiful premiums in exchange for these coupons offered to anyone in the USA. You're welcome. Goodbye.
Cool cigarettes, spelled K-O-O-L, soothe and refresh your throat. But they're mentholated so mildly that you enjoy all the flavor of their fine tobaccos.
But if you prefer a cigarette without menthol, then Rawleys have got what you want. Rawleys now sell at popular prices. You pay no more for Rawleys than for ordinary smokes, but you get a better cigarette and a choice of plain ends or cork tips.
Rawleys and Cools come in cartons attractively wrapped for the holidays. Every smoker on your list would like a gift of these fine cigarettes, especially when there are extra coupons in every carton. Tune in again next week, same time, for another half hour with Jack Pearl and his company, with Morton Bowe and the music of Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra.